TC obviously comes straight back into the squad following his suspension from last weekend, so that's welcomed. Grant's made great progress with the medical team, so we're going to give him as long as possible. Jason Lowe's trained with us for 3 days this week and looked really impressive, so he's going the right way. Matt Kilgallen and Josh King have been out on the grass, but they're not back in with us yet, but that won't be too long now. So we're progressing ever so well on that front, but we always seem to say this on a Thursday and then after the game be talking about one. So, you know, we've just got to keep positive with it. Tommy Spurs had a little minor operation at the beginning of this week just to clear everything out and help him. So he shouldn't be too long now he's had that.
That must be a bit of light at the end of the tunnel for him in some ways. Is it quite similar to what happened with Chris Brown? Different injury altogether, but a minor operation to try and help him on the road to get back.
Yeah, very much so. You know, he was 90% there and just couldn't get through the last bit. And, you know, they've just decided to just help him through that last little stage. So his fitness levels are high, so he's just got to recover from the, like I say, the little operation now, and he should be back quite quickly. So we're delighted with that because he's got a smile back on his face.
So have the medical team given you any sort of indication of how long from here?
No, I think it's always a little bit delicate to put an actual time on it, but, you know, we're talking weeks, hopefully, instead of a lot longer than that.
You've coped extremely well in the absence of someone who played virtually every minute of every game last season, haven't you?
Oh, I think, you know, all credit goes out to Marcus Olsen. He's been tremendous. We saw it at the back end of last season, and I'm all for players earning the new contracts and earning the right to have a new contract, and I thought Marcus did that last season, and, you know, he's come in this year and he's going on the right ways to doing the same again.
Had he not had that opportunity at the end of last season, it could have been quite a conundrum for you whether to offer another one or not, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we're guessing there, but certainly the level of his performances at the back end of the season really made us say, oh, look, this is the lad we've got to keep.
And reported yesterday from the MLS that Bradley Orr is back with you as well now. Could you just confirm, bring us up to speed with, he's been away for such a long time, hasn't he, at Blackpool and then at Toronto?
Yeah, of course. Brad went away on loan to Toronto, and you know, the loan agreement was to cover the playoffs, and obviously that's now come to an end. So Brad's back in the country, he's back training with us, and we'll see what happens come January with that, if you know, if anything good does happen.
Is he available for transfer?
No, you know, at this current time, he's still registered as part of the MLS, and that doesn't clear until the 1st of January.
January is literally not far away now. In terms of where you stand with what you can do in the window, are you clear at this moment?
I'm clear as the rules are at this particular time, but there's, from what I led to believe, there's a lot more to go yet. So we'll wait and see what the powers that be actually put in place on 1st of January. But I know where we are as a club stand at this moment in time.
It's a strange one, isn't it? In many ways, it's the first for the Football League and for everything to come out on the 1st of January, rather than around now that everybody's got a few weeks to get used to it. It's not easy for football clubs to deal with, is it?
No, it's not easy. We've been aware of this over for some time now, and obviously when we, you know, we came out of the Premiership, that the rumbling started about this. But all we can do is concentrate on the field stuff and make sure that we just try and get ourselves in some kind of order for off the pitch.
You've got two lads on loan from clubs who've changed manager. Do you fear losing either of Tunnicliffe or Baptiste in the window?
Oh, listen, that's a conversation that is very difficult to answer because, like you say, there are other people involved in that. I know that both players are very happy here and the performance levels have been good for us. And like I say, that's something we just concentrate on nearer the time.